For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The 17-year-old student accused of killing 10 people at Santa Fe High School in Texas admits that he opened fire, but says he didn't shoot students he liked because he wanted his story told. That comes from a probable cause affidavit. Demetrius Pregorcis is in the Galveston County Jail. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
No child, no parent, no student, no community should ever have to go through this again.
Police say he pulled the fire alarm just as first period started.
Shots fired right now, guys.
He had a shotgun and a .38 revolver. Sophomore Dakota Schrader was in the building.
As soon as the alarms went off, everybody just started running outside. And next thing you know, everybody looks. And you hear boom, boom, boom. And I just ran as fast as I could.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now. Now at 800-400-LUNG, we'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle gazed into each other's eyes at the altar in St. George's Chapel to celebrate their transatlantic union in front of hundreds of celebrity guests and millions of viewers around the world. The American actress arrived to a fanfare and walked down the aisle, accompanied part of the way by Prince Charles and by 10 children, including 4-year-old Prince George and 3-year-old Princess Charlotte. As they stood at the altar, Harry said to Meghan, "You look amazing." A host of celebrities and athletes, including Oprah Winfrey, Elton John, George and Amal Clooney, Serena Williams, James Corden, and many others arrived in the bright sunshine at Windsor for the ceremony. Prior to the festivities, Queen Elizabeth honored them with new titles, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Harry's grandfather, 96-year-old Prince Philip, attended the ceremony despite his recent hip replacement surgery. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A Florida man is in custody after a shooting at a golf club owned by President Trump early on Friday morning. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Police say the gunman lives not far from the Trump National Doral Golf Club, where for some reason David Odie took down an American flag that had been displayed outside the resort, brought it into the lobby, and placed it on the front desk before screaming obscenities about President Trump and challenging several police officers.
It appears that he was trying to engage our police officers, some type of ambush-type attack.
That Miami-Dade police spokesman says five officers exchanged fire with Odie, who suffered gunshot wounds to his legs, but is expected to recover. One of the officers suffered a broken arm. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are reporting that this year the birth rate has fallen for nearly every group of women in America. John Clemens reports.
In 2017, there were 3,853,472 children born in the U.S. That is a 2% decline, reflecting the lowest level since 1987. One factor may be millennials, who are typically in their prime childbearing years, are choosing to have fewer children later in life, if they have them at all. Another factor is that Asians, who make up the largest portion of immigrants, tend to have fewer children of all the other immigrant groups. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.